RDA meeting, May 11, 2021.
Get this meeting going because.
Yeah, sorry, goodness, I thought Andy'd be here. It's hard to be going.
All right, I got it.
Got it?
Okay, we'll call the meeting together of the Kane County Redevelopment Agency slash CRA. And we will begin by approving the minutes of April 27th, 2021.
Who will approve those minutes and the agenda today or separate?
Do them both.
All right, I make a motion that we approve the minutes from April 28th?
27.
April 27th and the agenda for today's meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. Just for information for those that are, I should say approve too.
I was going to say aye.
Aye, sorry. So that for information for those that are not here, we have Commissioner Gant is out of town today and will not be participating. We have Commissioner Heaton and Commissioner Chamberlain, and we have the Carla and Candace from the county clerk's office. And anyway, that is the participants that are here plus the those that are in the audience. We need a motion to go into a public hearing.
I move that we go into in and out of public hearing at the call of the chair.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, public hearing is now open to discuss the amended RDA area plan for the East Zion Community Reinvestment Project area.
Plan and budget.
And budget today, yes, you're right. Is there anyone on the phone that wishes to comment?
Yes, this is Morgan Crest. I'm a resident of the Little Ponderosa neighborhood.
Yes.
I would say that this plan does not include all of the development contemplated for this East Zion area. And specifically, I would like to request that the Little Ponderosa Ranch be included. Where all of this East Side development is going to have a huge impact flowing through our neighborhood. And I think we should be afforded the opportunities to be a part of this CRA.
Thank you, Mr. Crest. I will we'll have some discussions after we hear all of the comments, and we'll address that concern or your concern there. Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none. Do you have something, Carla?
I'm not sure if this is the right place or when we go to adopt resolution number one. So maybe I'll just talk about it. We had the meeting last. We had a public hearing on the April 27th meeting, and we're holding a public hearing on this meeting, which is an extension of that. So you've extended it the two times, so that we have covered all of our bases with notification. So you'll need to readopt this at this meeting after this public hearing is over. And that's my fault for the posting, not getting it just correct. So you'll do that. And this one that you have in front of you has that cap lifted. So it's actually written with that cap lifted, as you guys indicated
right.
Last meeting.
Right. All right, thank you. Any other comments? We'll go ahead and close the public hearing. And some discussion, particularly pertaining to the comments that we heard. We've been in the process, pardon me, of amending the boundaries of this thing for several months. And I don't doubt that we won't continue to tweak the boundaries and add to the boundaries as time goes forward, but if we want to stop and go back and redo this and add another district or another area to it, we have to stop the process, start all over again, go through the redrawing of the boundaries, the notices, the whole process, and it will take months to get to that point of being able to finalize this. So while in answer to the question on why we've not included all of these areas, We're certainly not opposed to considering including more of these areas, and it probably makes sense, and I think that next week we could start to explore that. But it's my recommendation that we go forward and adopt this as is, because you can always amend it and add more. But again, if we stop the process to include another area now, we're months down the road before we can actually have something adopted. So
yeah. And I, and maybe a question as well. I agree the intent is, as we move forward, we will just bring different parties, different groups, and different other landowners and other properties in the area to be included in this. So, as we move forward, like you said, this is step one, and we'll hopefully we have others come to the table that want to be a part of it, and we could go through this process again in 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, actually, there's no time frame on when we could start it again. We just have to before we do it again, I'd like to be sure that we have all of the property areas so it is a bit of an arduous process. We want to be sure that we get everything in there. So
we'll
start that process. I'm committed to starting that process right away, looking at the other areas that may be included, should be included, that kind of thing, and we can start whenever we feel comfortable that we have all the areas, revised areas, and continue the process. But,
I agree with you that we move forward today with what we have in place, what we've worked on the last several months. We move forward today and then just start the process over.
Yep. Okay.
And may I say one
yes.
thing?
Carol.
It's really important that we finish this out today, because between now and the 22nd of May, this needs to be, district needs to be created in the recorder's office. Then Ryan has to reallocate all of the assessment roll in order to get it to me by the 22nd to set rates. And it's got to go clear to the state, and they have to set up a new district on the state level. And then the RDA, we have to get all the base values in before May 22nd. So we are really under a tight time frame for this.
Right. I appreciate that, Carla. That's the situation that we're in. We just need to get this thing, get it done today, and then, but this is not a final, certainly a final effort. So, any further comments or discussions on the from the public hearing? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number two, adoption of resolution.
Do you want a motion on each of those individually?
Should
we go ahead and adopt one now, and then have the public hearing for two and adopt it after?
No, the public hearing
is for both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're just looking at adopting now two and three, which is the budget and the resolution.
Okay.
So, and we're to number two, which is the budget, amending the project area budget for the East Zion Community Reinvestment Area. And documents in here if there's any question. Do we have any discussion or a motion to adopt resolution number RDA-2021-1?
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Moving on to item number three, adoption of resolution number RDA-2021-2, a resolution of the King County Redevelopment Agency adopting the amended project area plan for the East Zion Community Reinvestment Area.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt resolution number RDA-2021-2.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. That is all the business that we had for the RDA meeting today. And so I accept a motion to close the meeting.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting begins at 10.
10 o'clock.